الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا صدق الله العظيم وعن أسامة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سألت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لم أرك تصوم شهرا من الشهور ما تصوم من شعبان قال ذاك شهر بين رجب ورمضان وهو شهر يغفل الناس عنه وهو شهر يرفع فيه الأعمال إلى رب العالمين وأحب أن يرفع عملي وأنا صائم أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama ikram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, this period of the Islamic calendar we are passing through is a very, very auspicious, very blessed period. How auspicious and blessed can be gauged from the dua which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite from the onset of the month of Rajab. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. That O Allah, give us barakat, bless us during these months of Rajab and Sha'ban and cause us to remain alive to experience Sayyidu Shuhur, the leader of the months of the Islamic calendar, the month of Ramadan. From this dua, we can gauge and understand that these months of Rajab and Sha'ban in fact constitute a preparation for the month of Ramadan. Unfortunately, with many of us, our ibadat, our dindari, our piety, our coming to the masjid, etc., this has become subjected to occasions and rituals. Our deen is not a ritualistic deen. Shibli rahimahullah, a great ascetic, very, very pious person, on one occasion, mention was made to him about a group of people who used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively in the month of Ramadan. Normally, you and I, if we are told about people that are exerting themselves in ibadat, our reaction would be to praise such people, to look up to such people. This was a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who attain the closeness of Allah, Allah gives them that perception, that understanding which the ordinary people don't have. This is what is meant by the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein he said, اِتَّقُوا فِرَاسَةَ الْمُؤْمِنِ فَإِنَّهُ يَنْظُرُ بِنُورِ اللَّهِ. That fear the firasat, the inner wisdom which Allah gives a mu'min. فَإِنَّهُ يَنْظُرُ بِنُورِ اللَّهِ. Because the friend of Allah looks with the nur of Allah. A true mu'min, Allah gives him that special insight, special understanding. So when Shibli was told about these people that exert themselves in ibadat in Ramadan, what was his reaction? He said, بِئْسَ الْقَوْمُ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْرِفُونَ اللَّهَ حَقًّا إِلَّا فِي رَمَضَانٍ. He said, how despicable are such people who only recognize the haq and the right of Allah in Ramadan, who worship Allah only in Ramadan, or take this concept a little bit further. Shab-e Barat, or the night of Miraj, or Shab-e Qadr, or Muharram and Ashura. He said, how despicable are such people who confine their aspects of ibadat and their worship and servitude to Allah to occasions. Inna salih الذي يتعبد ويجتهد السنة كلها. He said, the true slave of Allah is the one who will worship Allah his entire life. His love for Allah, ish for Allah, service for Allah is not affected by what time it is, what period it is. 24 hours of every day he is conscious that I am the banda of Allah. I am the slave of Allah. The eyes which I see with, the ears which I'm hearing with, the hands which I'm grasping with, the feet which I'm walking with, the air which I am breathing. أَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعَمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنَا. That which Allah says, we have rained down our bounties upon you. He is constantly conscious of this, that I have to give everything to my Allah. His ibadat is not denoted or affected by what period or time it is. And what is even more unfortunate is we find this trend developing, that now it is Rajab and now it is Shaban, Ramadan is coming. So let me quickly go for 1 week holiday. Or those movies, etc., which I didn't see, let me get it quickly. Why I can't see it in Ramadan? Let me catch up in front of that shaitan box. Why Ramadan, I have to put it off. And then when Ramadan comes, there the attitude is, for that month, for that period, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the expectation of when the hilal of Eid will be sighted, so I can carry on with the wrong that I was doing before Ramadan. You don't need to be intelligent. It is logical. This is mazak and mockery with Allah. This is not a recognition of the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A mu'min is not affected primarily by what period it is. The hadith which I mentioned in the beginning, Usama radiallahu ta'ala anhu says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, O Nabi of Allah, we have never seen you fasting. We have never seen you fasting in any month of the Islamic year as much as we see you fasting in Shaban. Obviously, Ramadan is farz. So there's no question of Ramadan. Besides Ramadan, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would fast in this month of Shaban more than any other month. What our attitude will be is, fast the least in this month. Why the whole of Ramadan I have to fast? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prepared himself for Ramadan through this month. So when Usama asked him that, O Nabi of Allah, why is it that you fast so much in this month? Look at the response. He said, ذَاكَ شَهْرٌ يَغْفُلُ النَّاسُ عَنْهُ بَيْنَ رَجَبَ وَرَمَضَانَ. He said, this is the month where people are generally ghafil. People are generally negligent. The level of masiyat increases. Why? Because Ramadan is coming, so let's do what you want to do now. In our shariat, in our deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given special cognizance to those amal which are done when the environment is not conducive to ibadat. Person is sitting in the masjid to read Quran is easy. Sitting in the masjid to make zikr of Allah is easy. It is Ramadan, everybody is coming to the masjid to come for ibadat is easy. Allah will reward us greatly. But what about the period of ghaflat? What about when the environment is not conducive? What about when other people are involved in other things? At that time, the true slave of Allah, he remembers Allah. Allah loves this, that he should be worshipped in periods of ghaflat. Allah loves this, that he should be recognized when the environment is not conducive. How much more Allah appreciates it? We can understand from the riwayat of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, wherein he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ دَخَلَ السُّوقِ فَقَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ لَهُ الْمُلْكُ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ وَهُوَ حَيٌّ لَا يَمُوتُ بِيَدِهِ الْخَيْرِ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ أَحَبُّ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَسَاجِدُهَا أَبْغَضُ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَسْوَاقُهَا. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the most beloved places in the sight of Allah is the masjid, the most hated places is the marketplace. There generally is an environment of ghaflat. There Allah is disobeyed. There the chakkar and the chase and the anticipation of dunya is there. So the consciousness of Allah diminishes. Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when Allah attests to their iman in the Quran, what does Allah say? What does Allah say? How does Allah praise them? Look at the beauty of Quran. Allah does not say the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam are people who remembered Allah, striving in the path of Allah, or people who made jihad, or people in the masjid remembered Allah. What does Allah say? Rijal la tulhihim tijaratun wala bay'un an dhikrillah wa iqamis salah wa ita'iz zakah yakhafuna yawman tataqallabu fihi alqulub wal absar. The companions of my beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Sahaba of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, are men who even in the marketplace do not forget Allah. Involvement in trade and commerce does not make them ghafil of Allah. Look at the inner wisdom contained in this expression. Allah is attesting to their iman. Why? Because even in the marketplace they remember Allah. Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, Suqul muslimina kamasajidihim. He said the consciousness of Allah that existed in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was such that the marketplace of Medina was like the masjid. The marketplace of Medina was like the masjid. Coming back to that hadith, someone goes in the marketplace and recites the fourth kalima. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu lahul mulku wa lahul hamd yuhyi wa yumeet wa huwa hayyun la yamut biyadihi alkhair wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allah appreciates that in that environment of ghaflat he was remembered. What does Allah give? Kataballahu lahu alf hasana wa maha anhu alf sayya wa rafa'a lahu alf daraja wa bana lahu baytan fil jannah. Or kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one time that fourth kalima will be read in the marketplace, Allah will give you 1,000,000 reward. Allah will wipe away 1,000,000 sins. Allah will raise your rank 1,000,000 stages in akhirat. And each time you remember Allah in the marketplace, in the place of ghaflat, وَبَنَا لَهُ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ, Allah will give you one palace in Jannah. Why was it multiplied? Because it is in a place that is not conducive to remember Allah. ذَاكِرُ اللَّهِ فِي السُّوقِ لَهُ بِكُلِّ شَعْرَةٍ نُورٌ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the one who will remember Allah in the marketplace, for every strand of hair on his body, Allah will give him nur on the Day of Judgment. ذَاكِرُ اللَّهَ فِي الْغَافِلِينَ مَثَلُ مِصْبَاحٍ فِي بَيْتٍ مُذْلِمٍ. He said the example of the one who in the time of ghaflat, when others are engaged in other things, when others are engaged in the disobedience of Allah, in the time of ghaflat, like he said this month of Shaban, I fast, O Usama, because this is the period of ghaflat. He said the one who would remember Allah in ghaflat, his example is like there is a dark house and he is the shining lantern in that house. ذَاكِرُ اللَّهَ فِي الْغَافِلِينَ يَنْظُرُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِلَيْهِ نَذْرَةً لَا يُعَذِّبُهُ بَعْدَهَا أَبَدًا. He said the one who will remember Allah in the period of ghaflat, Allah will glance at him, one glance after which he will never experience the azab of akhirat. ذَاكِرُ اللَّهَ فِي الْغَافِلِينَ يُرِيهِ اللَّهُ مَقْعَدَهُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ وَهُوَ حَيٌّ. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that ummati of mine who in the period of ghaflat will remember Allah, who is Allah's true aashiq, whether it is Ramadan or not Ramadan, whether it is big night or not big night, the one who in ghaflat will remember Allah, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah will show him his abode in Jannat in this world. Allah appreciates that during ghaflat, this ummah should turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never in the annals of the history of this ummah have you experienced such a period of ghaflat as what is happening now. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which ulama say is in fact the taqdeer of this ummah. In this hadith, the gradual moral degradation of this ummah is mapped out. Abu Umama Bahiri radiallahu ta'ala narrates from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كَيْفَ أَنْتُمْ إِذْ فَسَقَ شُبَّانُكُمْ وَتَغَى نِسَاؤُكُمْ وَتَرَكْتُمْ جِهَادَكُمْ. He said, oh my Sahaba, what a period of ghaflet. What will happen to my ummah when the youth amongst you will become fasiq and fajir, when even the youngsters will disobey Allah, when women will become rebellious and parade openly in the marketplace, and when my ummah will move away from mansab-e-dawat. 5 Arab insan, 5 billion insan go to Jahannam, no problem. My pet, my stomach must be looked after. My worldly passions must be fulfilled. This concept and realization that Allah has sent me, chosen me, selected me, kuntum khayra ummah, you are the best of every ummah. Where Allah says, shabash, mubarak badi to you, ummah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are the best. Why, oh my Allah, why did you give me this laqab and title? Is it because I build hospitals? Is it because I do welfare work? Is it because of my nafil salah? Is it because of my tilawat of Quran? All these things are good things. Carry on with it. But no, this is not why Allah has given you this title. Ukhrijat linnas. You were taken out, selected and chosen. This life is not your life. This wealth is not your wealth. Allah has bought it from you. You have to strive to bring the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam alive. This call that we label, we categorize as referring to some jamaat or group. My respected brothers, this call was the daily call of Madinah Munawwara in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every sahabi, when he accepted iman, understood, I have been sent and selected to bring this mubarak deen alive. In that environment, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to them, what will happen to you, my sahaba, when the ummah will stop doing this work? When the youngsters will become fasik and fajir, what type of youngsters existed then? One incident, Zayd bin Arqam radiallahu anhu, 14-year-old boy. He says, we were in Tabuk. I overheard Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, Ra'isul Munafiq. He was saying to his compatriots amongst the Munafiqeen, لا تنفقوا على من عند رسول الله حتى ينفضوا. Do not spend on the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَإِنْ رَجَعْنَا إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ لَيُخْرِجَنَّ الْعَزُّ مِنْهَا الْأَذَلِ. When we go back to Medina, these disgrace, na'uzu billah, people referring to Sahaba, we will kick them out of Medina. This boy, because he was so small, they didn't take notice of his presence. He overhears this conversation. He goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what Abdullah bin Ubay has been saying. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends for Abdullah bin Ubay. Abdullah bin Ubay says, O Nabi of Allah, by the Qasam of Allah, this boy is making up stories. How can you take his word over a word of an elderly person like myself? Ask the people around me, he's lying. Such a wealth of lies were presented that this little boy, his own people started taunting him. What's wrong with you? You have cast aspersions on a true companion of the Nabi of Allah. You are spreading stories. They scolded him. He says, وَقَعَ عَلَيَّ مِنَ الْغَمَّ مَا لَمْ يَقَعَ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ قَطُّ. He says, I became so full of grief. Never has anyone had such grief. I felt the Nabi of Allah is upset with me. فَنِمْتُ كَئِيبًا حَزِينًا. I went to sleep in the state of grief. While I was sleeping, all of a sudden I felt someone pulling my ear. When I opened my eyes, I saw the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiling at me. فَمَا يَسُرُّنِي أَنَّ لِي بِهَا الْخُلْدِ فِي الدُّنْيَا. Zayd bin Arqam, a 14-year-old boy, look at Ashik Rasul. He says, by the Qasam of my Allah, if someone told me, oh Zayd, sacrifice the smile for the whole world, I would have said, keep your dunya. I want the Habib of Allah smiling at me. 14-year-old youngster. And he says, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says to him, قَدْ أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيَّ عُذْرَكَ وَصِدْقَكَ. O Zayd, Allah has come forward in your defense. One entire surah, Surah Munafiqun, was revealed to protect the innocence of this youngster and to attest to his truth. The entire conversation is reenacted in that surah. Where Allah says, This young boy is speaking the truth and Abdullah bin Ubay is a liar. That type of youngsters. What type of women? Umm Salima radiallahu anha comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mali asma'u rijal yudhkaruna fil Quran wa nisa'u la yudhkarn. O Nabi of Allah, why is it Allah only uses the male gender in the Quran? Why does Allah only talk about the men? What about us women? If you have to analyze her protest or her complaint from a grammatical point of view, there is no basis. Generally in any language, including the Arabic language, when there is a general address, the male tense is used. It is understood the females are included. Yet Allah takes such cognizance. Look at their maqam. O Nabi of Allah, why does Allah only mention male tense? Only the men, not the women. Barely she finishes, Jibreel comes. Inna al-Muslimina wal-Muslimat, wal-Mu'minina wal-Mu'minat, wal-Qanitina wal-Qanitat, wal-Sadiqina wal-Sadiqat, wal-Sabirina wal-Sabirat, wal-Khashi'ina wal-Khashi'at, wal-Mutasaddiqina wal-Mutasaddiqat, wal-Sa'imina wal-Sa'imat, wal-Hafidhina furujahum wal-Hafidhat, wal-Dhakirina Allah kathira, wal-Dhakirat, a'addallahu lahum maghfiratan wa ajran azima. Muslim men, Muslim women, believing men, believing women, fasting men, fasting women, those who give charity amongst the men, amongst the women, those who remember Allah amongst the men, amongst the women, obedient men, obedient women, each category, male, female, Allah has prepared maghfirat for them and a great reward, cognizance of the maqam of the women of that time. Such maqam, and yet Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, oh my sahaba, what will happen when youngsters will become fasik and fajir, when women will openly break Allah's command, when this ummah will no longer strive for da'wat. Sahaba could not envisage such a situation ever arising. They said, "Awakainun dalika ya Rasulullah, can such a thing happen?" He said, "Walladhi nafsu Muhammadin biyadihi wa ashaddu minhu sayakun, by the qasam of my Allah, in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, worse than this will happen." وَمَا هِيَ رَايَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, what is worse than this? He said, "كَيْفَ أَنْتُمْ إِذَا تَرَكْتُمُ الْأَمْرَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّهْيَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ." Allah says, shabash, you have been sent for da'wat. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, what will happen when my ummah will turn its back on mansab-e-da'wat? This also sahaba couldn't envisage. Awakainun dhalika, can this happen? He said, by the qasam of Allah, worse will happen. They said, what is it, ya Rasulullah? Kayfa antum idha ra'aytumul munkara ma'rufa wal ma'rufa munkara. He said, oh my ummat, oh my sahaba, what will happen to my ummat when the level of ghaflat will be such that which Allah made haram will be regarded as halal. That which Allah made halal will be regarded as haram. You're not here to run anybody down. The examples are there in front of us. The entire gender equation of the Quran has been turned upside down. Allah gave women the maqam inside the home. Today in the name of deen, they are outside. Men have become women in their attitude. Today we think, if I dress or I imitate a woman, I'm reaching high status. Proposal comes from a youngster with beard or with dini education, we're looking elsewhere. All sorts of examples are there in front of us. Where the value systems of this ummah has gone upside down. Sahaba said, "Awakainun dalika, can this happen?" He said, by the qasam of Allah, worse than this will happen. They asked, "Wama hiya?" What is worse than this? He said, "Kayfa antum idha amartum bil munkar wa nahaytum anil ma'ruf." Oh my ummah, what will happen when my ummah will begin commanding the disobedience of Allah and stopping people from the obedience of Allah? Husband wants to leave his wife today. Why? My wife went into parda. I can't put up with it. Printed invitations by Muslims to gatherings where haram is taking place. Intermingling is taking place. Music is blaring. Cameras and videos are there. Muslims, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, please come and bless this occasion. Allah give us barakat. Is this not the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Is this not his prophecy? Makkah and Medina, Muslims in the marketplaces of those Mubarak places buying DVD players for their children. buying the latest techno gadgets of haram for their children. Where is the recognition of what deen is? Sahaba couldn't envisage such a situation arising. They said, can such a thing happen? He said, by the qasam of Allah, when this happens, then Allah takes qasam on His izzat and His jalal. Bi halaftu sa'utihanna alayhimul fitan yasirul halimu fiha khayran. Star newspaper, Jewish journalist, he poses the question in March of this year. He says, from January till now, there have been more than 40 earthquakes throughout the world. What is going on? Jew is asking. And still the Muslims with their heads in the ground like ostriches. He says, Allah takes qasam on His izzat and His jalal. I will send such fitnas. The blood of this ummah will become cheap and it will flow like water. The value of the lives of this ummah will be removed. The awe and dignity of Islam will be taken up. Even the intelligent one amongst them will wonder what is going on, what has happened. This is a wake-up call. Allah appreciates those who will rise up for His deen in the period of ghaflat. Once Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu is sitting by the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he is crying. Umar sees him. Muaz, ma yubkik, why are you crying? He says, Zakartu qawla sahibi hadha al-qabr. I remembered something that I heard from the resident of this grave. Lengthy hadith, I'm cutting it short, one aspect. He said, what did you hear? He said, Inna Allah yuhibbu al-abrar al-atqiya al-akhfiya al-ladhina idha ghabu lam yufakkadu wa in hadaru lam yud'au wa lam yuqarrabu qulubuhum masabihul huda yakhrujuna min kulli ghabara amudlima. He said, Allah loves those people who obey Allah, who have taqwa in their heart. Akhfiya, they do not enjoy any status or recognition in society. If they are absent, no one will look for them. If they are present, no one will call them forward. If they propose for someone's daughter, that proposal is likely to be rejected. If they intercede, the intercession will be rejected. But what is their shiar? قُلُوبُهُمْ مَصَابِيحُ الْهُدَىٰ. Their hearts are lanterns of hidayat and guidance. They will traverse the earth. They will traverse the earth, calling people to Allah, lighting up the hearts that have been blackened with kufr and shirk and Allah's disobedience. In one asr, Ibn Rajab mentions, Allah says, أَحَبُّ الْعِبَادِ إِلَيَّ. Who are the beloved of Allah? الْمُتَحَابُونَ بِجَلَالِي. Those who love one another for my sake, for Allah's sake. يَمْشُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ نُسْخَى. They walk this earth with the cry of insaniyat in their hearts. يَمْشُونَ عَلَىٰ أَقْدَامِهِمْ إِلَىٰ الْجَمَعَاتِ. They will walk pedal on their foot, town to town, village to village, gully to gully, alley to alley. أَلْمُعَلَّقَةُ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ. Their hearts are linked to the masjid. They will attach people to the masjid. Which jamaat is being spoken about? This is hadith. This is not now. This is not from Nizamuddin. Who is walking this earth with the fikr of insaniyat? Who is calling people to Allah? Who is linking this ummah to the masjid? فَإِذَا أَرَدْتُ إِنْزَالَ عَذَابٍ بِأَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ. Allah says, when I decide to send my azab upon the earth, and I find نَذَرْتُ إِلَيْهِمْ, I find these people, these jamaats, that are walking the earth, calling people to Allah, صَرَفْتُ الْعَذَابَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. It is their barakat that my azab is being kept away. It is their barakat that my azab is being kept away. أَلَا أُخْبِرُكُمْ بِأَقْوَامٍ. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, should I not tell you of a people on the day of judgment? لَيْسُ أَنْبِيَا وَلَا شُهَدَا. They are not nabis, they are not shuhada also. يَغْبِتُهُمُ النَّبِيُّونَ وَالشُّهَدَىٰ. But the anbiya and the shuhada will envy them. عَلَىٰ مَنَابِرَ مِن نُورٍ. They will be on pulpits of light. يُعْرَفُونَ عَلَيْهَا. People will be looking at them. Who are these people? Sahaba asked, مَنْ هُمْ؟ مَنْ هُمْ؟ Listen to the answer Janabi Rasulullah Sassam gives. الَّذِينَ يُحَبِّبُونَ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَيُحَبِّبُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَى عِبَادِهِ وَيَمْشُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ لِلَّهِ نُصْحًا. They are those who will call people to the love of Allah, introduce humanity to Allah, and they will not do it sitting in one place. يَمْشُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ لِلَّهِ نُصْحًا. They will walk this earth. They will go town to town, gully to gully, alley to alley. Oh Allah Ta'ala, ila Musa Nabi Bani Israel. Allah sent wahi to Musa alayhi salam. Anna fi ummati Muhammad la rijal. There are men in the ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi sallam. Yaqumuna ala kulli sharafin wa wad. You will find them on every high ground, every low ground, every village, every alley, every gully. What will they be doing? Yunaduna bi shahadati Allah ilaha illallah. Tabligh ke pehle number. They will be calling to Allah's greatness. Fajaza'uhum jaza'ul anbiya. Allah will reward them like Allah rewarded the anbiya. Abu Salama Khushani is told, awalil mutamassiki fiha ajru khamsina minkum. O Abu Salama, in the period of ghaflat, what ghaflat? Inna deena bada'a ghariban wa sayaudu kama bada'a fatuba lil ghuraba. Janabi Abi Salam said, when my deen began, it was strange. Once again, it will become strange. Ye gumne wala kaha hai? Ye kaun si shariat mein hai ki apne karobar chorna, apne bibi bachche ko chorna? All sorts of things will be said. Where does it come from, this moving? Leaving your family, leaving your responsibility, all sorts of excuses. Inna deena bada ghariban wa sayaudu kama bada. When my deen started, it was strange. Once again, it will become strange. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Tuba lil ghuraba, mubarak to the strangers of that time of fitna. What will they do? Alladheena yuslihuna ma afsada an-nas min ba'di min ummati. They will walk the earth to once again bring my Mubarak and pure deen alive. Abu Salama Khushani is told, Allah will give them 50 times your reward, 50 times the reward of Sahaba. He was shocked. Khamsina minna o minhum, 50 of us or 50 of them. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Bal khamsina minhum, 50 of you. Why? لِأَنَّكُمْ تَجِدُونَ عَلَى الْخَيْرِ أَعْوَانًا وَأَنْصَارًا وَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يَجِدُونَ عَلَى الْخَيْرِ أَعْوَانًا وَأَنْصَارًا. Why? He said, because today there is an environment, everyone is striving. That time there won't be an environment. There won't be helpers. This Ramadan of Badr, this Ramadan of Fateh Makkah, and what is the Ummah saying? Let us sit in my masjid. I have to complete my Taraweeh. I have to see to my samosas and bajiyas. It is not conducive for me to go in the path of Allah. What did Sahaba show us in Ramadan? Where is the understanding of this Ummah, of what deen was in that time and what deen has become today? Those who in this period will rise up for Allah's deen, by the qasam of my Allah, Allah will appreciate it much more. Why, this is the period of ghaflat. Their barakat, Allah will keep his azab away from humanity. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.